Good afternoon, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday the 20th of October. Well done to Wales. I didn't see the game, but they a late try gave them victory, and then I watched a bit of the South Africa-Japan game and they gave them a right old pasting. Would have been nice to see the Japanese carry on, but we got a couple of cracking semis, England-New Zealand. Obviously, I think be a tough old game, and you've got a fancy New Zealand. But if England turn up, then they've got a squeak. And I think Wales will get past South Africa. I think we will be seeing a New Zealand Wales final, or hopefully an England Wales final. I do think Wales will get past South Africa. But that's all for next week. Right, in the other form of egg chasing, I have a few bets for the NFL. Let me just call up my sheets. Bear with me a second. Again, you'd think I'd have them ready, but trying to do all the other stuff. Okay, so we have got... I gave you a game the other day, which was the New Orleans Saints. Lines actually moved to +4 now, so if you did miss that, New Orleans Saints +4. And then I've got a few others, which are, sorry, bear with me a second, Houston +1.5 at Indianapolis. Houston +1.5 at Indianapolis. New York Jets +9.5. That's overnight tomorrow night, so that's a early Tuesday morning game. New York Jets +9.5. And overnight tonight, so early hours of tomorrow morning, Philadelphia +2.5 against Dallas. So Philadelphia +2.5 against Dallas. New York Jets +9.5 home to New England. The New Orleans Saints we've already done, but that is now +4. And the Houston Texans +1.5 at Indianapolis. I thought there was one more, but I can't. Oh, yes, there is. Sorry. Yep. Arizona Cardinals +3.5 against New York as well. Arizona Cardinals tonight +3.5 against the New York Giants. So that is the lot for this week. Hopefully we get off to a half-decent start tonight and we go for a good week. Football wise, not got much. I mean, Spurs yesterday absolutely gone it. They are, I mean, they are relegation form. People thinking that something's wrong in the camp. This has been going on 12 months now, not one away since January. Liverpool next up. I can really see, I mean, dread it, but I can really see Liverpool getting 4, 5, 6. And if the floodgates open any amount against Tottenham next week, Tottenham just cannot defend at all. That Sanchez is absolutely useless. That he perseveres with. Rose is gone. Vertonghen doesn't seem interested. That seems to affect all the Vireld, and we haven't got a right back at all. Both Aurier and Walker Peters useless. So I can really see Liverpool filling their boots next week. But obviously it's the big game today, Man United Liverpool. I mean, when are you ever going to see United at that sort of price? But they are completely unbackable, aren't they? You can't possibly back them. What I like in this game is actually the over 2.5. Let it get to sort of, it's 1.94 at the minute. Let it creep over the 2 mark and then drip back it over 15 minutes and remove your liability on a goal. I can't think that United can sit back in this game. They're going to have to come out and try and play. And I think that... you're going to see quite an open game here, and obviously that will play into Liverpool's hands. I do expect Liverpool to win this. I think it'll be closer than people think. I think it'll be damn sight closer than Liverpool-Tottenham next week. But I think over 2.5 is the bet for me there. That is it. I've got nothing else football-wise. It's actually a relatively quiet day football-wise, but I'll discuss VAR sometime during the week. I mean, I haven't seen all the incidents yesterday, but obviously I had the Soccer Saturday on and they kept referring back to it, and then Tottenham's obviously was given as a no goal and then the goal was given. I stand by it. I've got nothing wrong with VAR, but Just like we make a mess of Brexit, we seem to be making a mess of VAR as well. But there we go. I will cover that tomorrow. So mainly NFL today. Have a lovely Sunday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.